2 years back, we had a thirst conference, a men's thirst conference at the University of Mary. Many of you were there. And in the hall we were, there were several banners. One of the banners was that of Dakota Community Bank. And one thing that struck me in their writing was, without the community, we are just a bank. I'm not trying to advertise their bank anyway. But what I read from there was the power of a community. They said, without the community, we are just a bank. I read it this way. I was kind of interpreting it in the power of a community. And we just listened to our Lord Jesus Christ. If two of you agree to ask for something, it will be granted. And then he goes ahead to say, where two or three are gathered, I am in that midst. Our Lord Jesus then also emphasized the power of a Christian community, togetherness. And as Christians, as baptized Catholics, we share in the ministry, in the prophetic ministry of Christ, building God's kingdom. And how do we build this? The community of faithful. And how do we do all this? We do it by the power of our love, sharing love and fraternal correction that we have in the readings of today. The first reading, the prophet has been chosen as a watchman. Each of us, by virtue of our baptism, has also been chosen as a watch person to build this community. And as Christ says in the gospel, which is very interesting, he says, if your brother sins against you, go to that person. You see, he simply says, if somebody sins against you, can you imagine the offended person rather getting up to go and talk to the other person? He wants us to build this community. And if you follow that, his logic, his argument there, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his offense. He was kind of expanding the parable of the lost sheep, where the shepherd had to leave all others and walk to the lost and look for the lost sheep. So the offending person is now kind of being out there. You, the person being offended, being a member of the community, and you want that person to come back to the community, you want that back to become your brother again and your sister again, it is your responsibility, according to what the Lord Jesus tells us here, to walk up to the person. And that is where we show love. Go and talk to that person, because the person is erring. Talk to the person and bring that person back to the community, because that is what our responsibilities are. And if we are ordained as watch people by virtue of our baptism, we are here to care for one another, sharing that love. That's what St. Paul tells us, owe nobody anything except to love. And the only way to show this love is to get that person back to belong to the community of God's people, the kingdom of God that God, our Lord Jesus Christ, came to establish. And so we have these responsibilities. First, fraternal correction. Most of the times we overlook what people do because we seem to think, it doesn't bother me as long as it doesn't trample on my right. He has his own right. But if that person is a Christian, and you have your responsibility as a Christian, you really have to go and talk to the person. That's what the Lord Jesus tells us here. First, that one-on-one. Sometimes the person may react. He may not want to listen to you. And then you have another step. And so he kind of, here in the Gospel of Matthew here, he presents those three steps of fraternal correction, which at the end, if the person doesn't care, then you have done your best. Like God told the prophet, saying, if you go and talk to the person and he changes, he repents, he comes back, you have won back that person. But if not, at least you have done your best and you save your life. Which is, that means then that we have our responsibilities over others. We have our own responsibilities of correcting others. And if you feel, I cannot do it, maybe I don't want somebody to insult me, or I have no problem with that, then you have to rethink. So if we are called to build this community of God's faithful, to build this community, then we look for one another, look out for one another. If somebody sins, if somebody offends you, if somebody commits anything, and you feel that that is not the way it should be, it is your responsibility to talk to that person. Come back to think, how many of us today care about others, the welfare of others that way? You can see somebody doing something, you feel, oh, he has the freedom. Because under that banner of freedom, we can do what we like. But if, as a Christian, you know that that person is at fault, what he's doing is not good, you have that shared responsibility to talk to the person and bring back that person to the community. And that's where we all have to, as Christians, look out for one another. Because we are all moving towards the same goal. Heaven is not a place where I want to go and stay there alone. No, we go as a community. We will go as a family. Because that was what the Lord Jesus came to establish. And if you feel somebody, you see somebody who is doing something that will not lead him or her to belong to heaven, then you have that responsibility to talk to the person. So each one of us, particularly in these days that so many things are happening, unfortunately a lot of people care more about what is happening in technology. The internet becomes our teacher. The internet becomes our role model. And whatever we see there, we seem to take it. We, as parents, as teachers, as leaders of communities, we have the responsibility to bring back erring brothers. That's what the Lord Jesus tells us today. Walk up to the person, not sitting down and accepting your right. After all, I'm the person he's offending. No, the Lord Jesus says, if your brother sins against you, go to him. And that was what he did on the cross when he said, Father, forgive them. He was the offended person. He was the victim. And yet he was able to stand up there and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And so, my dear friends in Christ, now this is our responsibility. It is a call on us to look out for one another, to be able to correct and bring back erring brothers. And that is what the Lord Jesus tells us today. And that is the voice of God today. As the scripture, as the psalmist says, if today you hear his voice, harden not your heart. You have heard that voice today. Do not harden your heart. Watch out for others so that you help them, to bring them back to the community, because that is our prophetic responsibility as baptized Christians. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.